Take your holy book. Turn to John chapter 17. I want to look at John chapter 17, 9. I want you to help me. We're just going to look at this together and just see what God will give us and realize. And we're talking about the Christ intercessor of prayer, a prayer of intercession. As he's going to Calvary, he knows he's going. He knows his destination. He knows how he's going to get there. He knows what he's got to do when he gets there. But he prays as he goes. Amen. John chapter 17. He said, these words spake Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, now listen what he says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have mentioned thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I say praise the Lord right there. He said, now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Thank you, Jesus. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. I want to just look at one word tonight, just one thought tonight, if God will bear help for a few minutes. And the word is oneness. Oneness. Amen? Well, oneness. The Lord God, He's praying here. The Lord Jesus, God of heaven, is praying here that all of us, amen, all of His own would be one. That all of His own. Now get that tonight. That Jesus is praying that Him and His Father and all of His own would be one. Amen. That's God's desire tonight. That's God's plan. That's God's purpose. That's why God does what he does. Amen. And so we see this as Jesus is speaking here in John chapter 17. He's praying this high priestly prayer as he's crossing over to Kidron, and he's going to that last destination of Golgotha, where he'd hang on the cross of Calvary and die for the sins of the world. And he begins to pray unto the Father, and he prays, and knowing that his hour has come, that the time, his time is at hand, he would be glorified, that he would be glorified as he was with the Father from the beginning. Amen. I want to say glory, hallelujah. I believe that's happened. I believe Jesus Christ is glorified tonight and sitting at the right hand of the Father and high in His glory. Amen. Praise God. A God to behold. Praise God. Can you imagine tonight? It's a magnificent thought to think about God and God the Father in glory. But to think about the Son of God in His glory, sitting at the right hand of the Father of glory. Amen. In the throne of grace. Praise God. And God begins to lay it out for us. And He begins to give us some oneness from the Word of God. Some expectations, if you will, of where we can be and where we can arrive at in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Hey, He gives us, number one, the one of life. Amen. One in life. Praise God. In verse number two, He says He gave eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Me. Amen. Praise God. Now, He says, just give life. Praise God. But He said He gives eternal life to those that have been given to Him. Praise God. Ain't you glad for eternal life tonight? I'm glad I don't have to worry about pillowing my head. I've always felt sorry for those that would believe you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. That would be a terrible life to live. Thinking maybe you've done some little something that would cause you to lose your salvation, to lose that eternal life. And I don't know about you, but the word eternal, the Webster's Dictionary says it's a life without ending. It's a life that lasts forever. Amen. Praise God. That's what Jesus was praying for, and that's what Jesus gave us when He saved us by His marvelous grace. When He died on Calvary for your sins and mine, He offered us eternal life in Christ. Amen. When I come to the altar and got saved that day, I received eternal life in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I got it that way. Ain't you? Amen. He said, give eternal life. Amen. Jesus was praying this, and He says, give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. Amen. Praise God. All those that come from the Father, come from, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I give them all eternal life. I'm glad tonight, praise God, if you've been saved, if you've been born again, you've been offered eternal life, and if you've been saved and born again, you've received eternal life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad Matthew said, if you're a child of God, if you've been saved, born again, glory to God, that you're in your Father's hand, praise God, in His Father's hand, in your Father's hand, and no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. I'm glad I'm there forever. I'm there for keeps. I'm there with the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, hey, I mess up. You mess up. God chastise you. God give you a whooping. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, He don't cast you away. Praise God, He saves you and He keeps you and He leads you and He guides you. But most of all, He loves you up in them big old arms of God and lets you know every day just how much He loves you. You know how to get that love tonight? Just forget about the world and forget about the flesh and just trust in the Lord and what He done for you on Calvary, and lean upon Him and not your own understanding, and God will snuggle you up closer than you've ever been. He'll love you in so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like some of them. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad God loves me tonight. Amen. Great big God of love. A God of love, of oneness. The same God that loved the Son is the same God that loves me and you. Amen. The same God that loves me and you is the one that loves those drunkards and the harlots and the drug addicts out here in this world. God still loves them. He's not cast none of them off. Amen. They still a chance. As long as they have breath in their life. Life in their breath. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. They still have a chance, an opportunity to be saved. Amen. As long as they've got life in their body, breath in their body, praise God, they still have an opportunity to be saved. Amen. Praise God. God still loves them. And He still offered to them, praise God, that one in life, an eternal life in Jesus Christ our Savior. We all have that tonight. They have that tonight. We have that tonight. And praise God, I thank God for it this evening. A oneness with our Savior. Praise His holy name. So we have Him one in life. But not only have them one in life, but He says we also have Him one in love. Amen. Praise God. Look at verse 23. What the Bible says. Verse 23. Amen. He says, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved me as Thou hast loved me. Amen. You know what the Bible tells us right there? Praise God. That God is one in love. He doesn't love glory. Hallelujah. He doesn't love God the Son a bit more than He loves you. Amen. He's oneness in love. God loves you just as much as He loved Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And He said of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I'm well pleased with Him. But He said, praise God, He's well pleased with the Son, the very Son of God. But praise God, He said, when we love Him and we accept Him and we believe on Him, said He loves you just as much as He loves Jesus. Amen. Amen. Think on that. He said, God Almighty says, hey, listen, let them know that You have loved them just like You've loved me. That there's no difference. There's not a respecter. The Bible said He's no respecter of persons. So praise God, He loves us just exactly like He loves Jesus. Think about tonight, you're loved by God just as much as Jesus is loved by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, well, preacher, I've never been perfect. I've messed up. I've made mistakes. We all have. But that doesn't stop God from loving you. Amen. Praise God. A oneness in love. Praise God, because He loves you. Praise God. Amen. He said, I and them down me that they may be made perfect in one, that maturity, and that the world may know. Amen. Not just you, but the world. That the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. God loves us, youngins. God loves every one of us tonight. Amen. With a godly love, He loves us as much as He does the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we have a oneness in life. We have a oneness in love. Amen. But the biggest thing that we have a oneness in preservation. Amen. God's preserving power to keep those that He's called, those that are His. Amen. Look at verse number 11. Well, let's go back to verse number 2. You can start at verse number 2. The ones that He's given, He said, keep those whom Thou hast given me. Look, verse number 2. He says, give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. You know how many times the Lord says this in here? He says that He loves and He keeps those that have been given to Him. Who gives it? Who God does. God loves us, praise God. God gives us to Him so that we can be saved, so that God can love us more. What about a God, praise God, that loves you so much and gives us to Him, gives me and you to His Son so we can accept His Son so He can love us more than He already did? Who could think about God loving you any more than He does? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 6. He said, I have manifest Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me. And they have kept Thy word. Amen. Praise God. Preservation, praise God. God says, hey, look, You took people out of the world and You give them to Christ. Amen. Praise God. You was bought with a price. Price was the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says, the Lord's telling us here that God Almighty took us out of the world. God took us unto Himself. Praise God. And He gave us to Jesus, the one who created it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. He said, You gave Him to me twice. He says in verse 6, Thou gave the ones that He gave to Him. Praise God. Verse number 11. Amen. He says that, he said, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Amen. He said, keep through thy name, praise God, those that you've given me. There it is again, that he's given me. See, the Lord is thankful. The Lord's given praise. God's given. The Lord Jesus Christ has given glory and praise to God because God gave him you. And pray. Well, that ought not make a Cobab to shout. Get up out of there. Praise God. Say glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is praising God Almighty for the gift he gave him. Say, what in the world did mankind, what did me and you ever give to Jesus? Praise God. He got you. Amen. The Lord is praising the Father for you. Amen. Ain't that something? I got a hold of that the other day and I about had me a fit. I said, praise God. He said, those that you've gave me. Amen. Jesus was reaching out. He was receiving gifts from the Father. And those gifts was me and you. Oh, rotten, sorry, no account sinners deserving of hell, praise God, in the deepest, darkest part. But Jesus Christ said, the Father gave you to me, praise God, and I receive you unto myself, praise God. And he says, I want you where I am. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, what a oneness that God gives us in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise his holy name. Again, in verse number 12. He said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me have I kept. Amen. I'm talking about preservation this tonight, young'uns. Jesus Christ said, praise God, if you're a child, he said, if you're a child of God, you're in the hands of God Almighty, and Jesus Christ is going to keep you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not what I do, praise God, but it's what he did for me. Amen. What he's capable of doing, amen, to preserve you and I. He said, those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. Amen. There goes a saved today and lost tomorrow people's ideas. Amen. Praise God. He said that you can lose it. Praise God, I want to say if I was keeping it, I'd lost it before I got to church tonight. Praise God, I'm glad Jesus Christ, I'm glad he died for my sins according to the scriptures. I believe that, I received that, and he saved me by his marvelous grace, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, Brother Bill, you say he ain't got no racer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and there I am. So I've kept, haven't lost, none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that scripture might be fulfilled. He knew from the beginning, praise God, there's going to be one that'd be lost. Amen. One betrayer of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. But praise God, he said, Lord, ought you give me? He said, I've received them unto myself and I ain't lost a one. Amen. I believe when he pours into the portals of glory one day as the Lord of hosts and we gather around the throne of God, he's going to say, Father, here they are. All that you give me, praise God, they ain't lost the one. Amen. Praise God. And we'll be so excited, Brother Jeff, we'll jump up and shout and pray, glory to God, Father, here I am. Amen. Praise God. I believed on you, son, and here I am, praise God. Boy, what a time that's going to be. Amen. We'll be running and shouting, praise God, and shouting it the way we'd like to. I wish I had enough air just to praise God the way I'd like to. This side of eternity, praise God. But there's preservation in the Lord. Jesus Christ, praise God. He also tells us in verse 24, John 17, 24, this is what he says. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Amen. The ones that you gave me, Father, I want them to be with me where I am. Ain't you glad? He prayed that. Jesus prayed that to the Father. Boy, if we ever get a hold of it, if I can ever get that beat in your head, amen, that Jesus wants you where he is. Glory to God, I know it got through. Amen. Preservation. Amen. So we have one in life, and one in love, and one in preservation. But we also have one in separation. He said they're not in the world. John chapter 14. Look what he says. He said, I have given unto them thy word, and thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's a separation. He said, these are not of the world. Amen. The world is, they're in the world, but they're not of the world. They're a peculiar people. I remember hearing that somewhere. I believe Paul said something about us being a peculiar people, a separate people, amen, unto the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Verse 16, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. Praise God. We're separated people, amen. Glory to God. God separate. Why did God separate us tonight? Amen. He separates us, Brother Robert, unto Himself. Amen. Right. If we'll get to thinking about it that way, it's not so hard. We think, well, we got to separate ourselves from the drugs and the alcohol, and we got to separate ourselves from whoredom, and we got to separate ourselves from the meanness and the hard aggravating things we say to people, and we got to separate ourselves from the rudeness. No, we separate ourselves unto Jesus Christ and just love on Him because He first loved us, and then He separates us from all those bad things. You ain't got the power in you to separate yourself from this world. Amen. But Jesus Christ is that separating force. Amen. Praise God. He said, we're not of this world. We've got to get the mentality, praise God, that we're somebody going somewhere else. Amen. Abraham said, I'm just soldier, just a passing through. I'm looking for a city. Whose builder and maker's God? Have you seen the city? Woo, glory! Have you seen the city that He's talking about? Amen, praise God. Have you seen the city, sis? I'm looking for a city. Amen. Sorry, brother. Amen. That's two tonight. I need one more. Amen, praise God. I'm looking for a city. How about you? Amen. Amen. I'm a passing through. I used to be nobody. But now I'm somebody in Jesus going somewhere. Praise God. Used to, I was nobody with nowhere to go. I used to be so rude to people that say, where are you going? I say, out the road. Yeah. Amen. You know why I said it? Because I didn't really have nowhere to go. Amen. Praise God. Somebody asked me now where I'm going. I said, glory to God, I'm going to heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise God. With the hammer down, praise God. Headed toward glory. Amen. Praise God about separation. Because I'm not in this world. I'm not of this world. Praise God. So there's a preservation, there's a separation, but then there's a sanctification. A sanctification. We are one in sanctification in Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16, listen to what it says. He's speaking to the Father. He's praying to God the Father. And He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. He said, sanctify them. That means to set apart. Amen. To set apart, to distinguish. Amen. He says He does it by the truth, which is the word of God. He said He separates us, makes us distinct by the word of God. Amen. You know, you can't be any different. You can't be separate in this world without the Word of God in your heart. It transforms you. Metamorphosis. Yeah, that word, in you. Amen. Like a butterfly in a cocoon. You go in as an old ugly a worm and you come out a magnificent butterfly. I seen one the other day. Amen. Praise God. Magnificent creatures. Sanctification. He said, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. What's the sanctification, the method of sanctification? The word of God. Truth, the truth of God's word, praise God. It makes the difference. So we're oneness of life and love, preparation, praise God, in separation and in sanctification. You know sanctification is a process that we go through all the way till we get the glory. Amen. Sanctification, a separating of ourselves unto the Lord, praise God. A distinguishing of ourselves as God's people. You know what's wrong with the country today? God's people ain't God's people no more. Amen. Amen. We are when it's convenient. You know, when you got your politics going, your politics right, and you're with a certain group of people, then we'll mention Jesus if it's convenient. Amen. Praise God. It ought to be your icebreaker. Say, glory, hallelujah. Ain't God good? What a day He's give us. Amen. Amen. Those that's lost, praise God, they'll just keep on trucking. You don't have to deal with them much. Amen. They won't be in your hair the rest of the morning. Amen. Praise God. If you just jump out of the truck when you get to work, just go to praising the Lord. Amen. They'll think you've lost your mind, praise God, and they'll separate themselves from you for a while. Amen. Lessen their part of it, and then they'll just join in with you. And then two or three together, praise God, and the God in the midst, praise God. And then the rest of them, and then you got two or three and just have a good day. The rest of them be miserable. Amen. Praise God. Sanctification. Amen. Not only are one in sanctification, but right quickly we're one in service. We are one in service. Look at verse number 18. He says, Thou hast sent me into the world. Who sent him? God sent who? God sent Jesus into the world. He said, Even so have I also sent them. Where? Into the world. He said, We're of the world, in the world, but we're not of the world. But Brother Robert, he said we're supposed to go to the world. Right. Amen. Luke says we're supposed to compel them to come in. Amen. That God's house is full. Amen. Amen. At God's house, God's place of worship should be full. God's house in heaven should be full. The portals of glory should be filling up with saints of God looking for the Lord in oneness. Now we're talking about oneness, not just coming together in oneness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. He said, just like Jesus, are we better? The Bible says, he asked the question, are we better than our master? Hello? Are we better than our master? No. God sent the Son into the world, praise God, that through the Son they might be saved. And God, the Lord said, I've sent my servants into the world that through them others might be saved. Amen. One, we should be one in service, serving the Lord and giving Him glory. Serving Him in one, serving Him together. Listen, last time I tell you, we're all in this together. Amen. All one. We're one organism. We're not an organization. We're an organism. We're alive. We're living. And we're supposed to be here living alive to serve God. Amen. To magnify the Lord Jesus Christ ever change we get. So if those old friends who have Brother Bill and those people in the community, the people in our own household could be saved and know Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Praise God. Help us, Lord, before it's too late. We've done lost some. So we ought to be one in sanctification, one in service, but we also ought to be one in glory. This is a big one. We ought to be one in glory. Look at verse 24. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me, there we go again. He said, all those that you've given me, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Amen. That they be with me. Jesus said, I want them to be with me where I am. Now what does that mean? When Jesus says, I want them to be with me where I am. Where He's at, when? Right now and forever. Amen. He said, I want them to be with me where I am now and forever. He said, I had to leave them once, but I don't want to ever be separated from them again. That's His desire. That's His prayer to the Father. And the Father loves the Son. And the Father loves us. You think the Father heard the prayer? Amen. You know what that means? It means this is a done deal. Amen. Praise God. But no, listen to what he continues. Why does He want us to be with Him where He is? Why would God the Son want me and you, little old me and you, to be with Him where He's at? Forever. And he tells us why right here, 24, middle of the verse, that they, me and you, us, may behold my glory. Be able to see him in all his magnificence and all his splendor and all his glory. Which thou hast given me the glory from the Father. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Amen. He said, so that they may, he said, I want them to be with me where I'm at so that they can see. Now watch this. So that they can see, that has a reference to this. So that they can see and continually see my glory. Amen. Praise God. And it'll never get old. Amen. Seeing the magnificence of the Creator. Now watch this. The Creator of the universe. In full power and in full array. I don't know about you, I can't comprehend it. Amen. There's so many aspects to it that it'll take us eons of time, Brother Bill, just to relate one at a time. The glory that we'll behold when we see His face, when we see Him face to face. My goodness. I'm like, Brother Jeff, it'll take me a while before I can ever get up from His feet. Holding him around his feet, praise God, just praising him, giving him glory for just being Jesus. Amen. Just being Jesus. He said that they be with me that they may behold my glory. Amen. I'm talking about oneness. I'm talking about absolute oneness. Amen. But in conclusion, tonight, look what he does. Verse 21. He says this. Why would he want that? He said that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Amen. The conclusion to the whole matter, a oneness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, just as you are in me and I in them, that we would all be one together in glory forever. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. Amen. That's real. There's a lot of things in this world that we don't know about. It ain't real. They might be real. They could be real. We don't know if they're real. But I want to tell you something that God says is real. That Jesus prayed and He said intercession. And He said, hey, listen, I'm looking for a uniqueness and a oneness. Pray God, I want every one of us to come together. And I want us one day, glory, hallelujah, to all be one. Praise God. And so that everybody can see the magnificent glory of God. And give Him praise. The conclusion of the whole matter. Brother Bill, verse 21 says that we all may be one. A oneness in Christ Jesus our Savior. That they all may be one. One. Not zero, but one in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.